I'm going to just go back a little bit. We got a little bit further than where we're going to start tonight, but let's begin on page Lamed Tes, section Memhei. So remember again, so this is now the second section in Bilvavi. So he begins, well, this is a good place to begin. Mahi osa nekuda shekol adam tzarech lahaschil lavod bo. So what is the first point in one's avodas Hashem where one should start with? It's a recognition that there is a creator to the world, or of the world. Hakara pshuta uberura, shiyesh bori olam. So the truth is, it would seem to be a very simple and poshut idea that there is a creator to the world. It seems to be a very simple idea. Page lam betes, actually now page mem. Bepashtos nir lebnei adam, she'es hayedia hazu, shiyesh bori olam.
So when you say to someone, the truth is the first step in your avodas Hashem is to know that there's a God. So you say that to someone, they think, okay, that's maybe good for someone who is not even initiated into Judaism, right? For someone who has not literally, who has not even crossed the threshold of Judaism. Thank you. And for this type of person, you'll have to prove to him that there is a God for the world with all different types of proofs. But for people, a person who has grown up in a home of believers, is the son of believers, they already keep the Torah. And all of their days are involved in Torah mitzvos. So he says, you say to someone who's grown up in a from home, who has parents who taught him Torah, so you're going to tell me now that the first step in my avodas Hashem is that recognize that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chi heim einam yodim zos. Do I not know that there's a God? Hamachshava hapshuta shenintesu machshava sa'adam hi sha'al nekuda hazu sheish bor le'olam v'otzarach la'avok la'av v'zeh poshut the bar. You know, there are many things I have to work on. To know that there's a God, I'm pretty good with that one. I know there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But olam ha'avoda shala adam, masul min nekuda harbi yoseh gavoha. I assume that my avoda begins on a much higher level. So ulam zetos, so the Mechaber says this is an absolute mistake. Ube emes kol adam chayiv la'avod ala nekuda pshuta hazu. Every person has to work on this simple basic idea. Ala nekuda hapshuta biyoseh sheyesh bor la'olam. So as the Mechaber says, we all have to begin to work on this simple nekuda, simple yet overlooked nekuda. There's a God. There's a God. No matter how from you think you are, no matter how well-versed you think you are, no matter how learned you think you are, everyone needs chizuk in this particular area of the recognition that there is a ribono shel olam. What does this mean? Ulam, section membav. Ulam, hamachshava hazos adayin omedes b'machshava sa'adam. But yet this machshava still stands in my mind. Ma chasali be'emunu sheish bari olam. I don't understand. What's deficient? What's missing in my recognition that there's a God? I know there's a ribono shel olam. V'chi ani tzarech lilmod as sisrei ha'anhaga v'divrei ha'filosofim. Do I have to learn perhaps, you know, more esoteric parts of Torah, more philosophy? Lo zeh kavanaseinu. Mechaber says, no, that's not what I'm referring to. Anu medabrim be'emuna pshuta ma'od. We're talking about the need to cultivate a sense of emuna pshuta, simple faith, emuna sheyesh borei li'olam, a belief that there is a creator of the world. B'chdei shenavid madua tzarech la'avod kach, naktim l'kach moshel sheyetein or v'yavir es hadvarim. To illustrate why we need to work on this idea that there's a ribono shel olam, let's give a very simple moshel. Adam zocha b'mifal ha'pais $20 million. By all of us, right? So what happens? So a person wins the lottery, $20 million lottery. Okay, ha'adam hazocha kol machshavto kavua bazeh. So a person who's zocha, his entire machshava is kavua in this. Meaning, person wins the $20 million lottery. So what happens? So it's not the pshat that a person thinks about it sometimes. A person always thinks about the fact that they won the lottery. Belechdo b'shachbo. Uvakumo, right? When he walks, when he sleeps, when he gets up, who holich birchovu mahar bekach, when he walks on the street, he thinks about his $20 million. Who shochei lishonu mahar bekach, he goes ahead and he lays down, and he thinks about this. And the truth is, he can't stop thinking about the fact that he won the lottery. And then what am I going to do with the money afterwards? He says, "Lu'umaso ha'adam shelo zacho ulam shama eshmo shel hazocha." Who ain't misbonin bekach rabos? But yet the person who didn't win the lottery, but I know the guy who won the lottery. So what happens? So let's say Reuven won the lottery. So Reuven, when he wins the lottery, he's thinking about it all the time. So I happen to know Reuven. I didn't win the lottery, but I know Reuven won the lottery. So I think about Reuven sometimes. Misbonin behavdol shebein azocha ben shein azocha. So what's the distinction between me and Reuven? Shneihem yodim beber mizocha. Both Reuven and I both know definitively what. Who won the lottery? So what's the difference? Ulam itzel azocha komach shavto shikua vidvuka b'kach. But yet, by Reuven who won, his entire machshava, his entire thought, his entire mind is devoted to this idea that he won. Masha'inkin itzel shein azocha. But by me, I didn't win. Hu yodea es also yedamamish. Ulam hu eno kasher ve'eno davuk leidazeh. Zelo tofes es kol machshavto ulavavo. So we'll say again. So what's the difference? The difference is that Reuven, who won, he is fully rooted in this experience. He can't divorce himself from this experience at all. His life is all about the fact that he won. I conceptually know the same thing that Reuven won, but yet again, for me, it's not an ongoing reality. For me, it's something that I know, but yet again, it doesn't define who I am, what I am, or what I'm thinking about. We can now understand the nimshal then when it comes to belief. Kulanu yodim shi'ishbor li'olam. We all know that there is a creator in the world. Ulam ha'she'ela im zehu yeda k'ya adam azocha ala mashal o k'ya adam she'ino zocha b'mashal. So we'll say the shaila in life is, we all know there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but how do I relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Am I the guy who won the lottery, who always thinks about it? Or I'm the guy who knows the guy who won the lottery? In which case, sometimes I think about it, but sometimes what? Sometimes I don't. See, he says something, Kilomar, Hayeda Shish Bor La'olam, the knowledge that there is a God in this world, who Yeda Shetofes Es Kol Machshavos Mocha V'Libo Shel Adam, is it something that literally overtakes all of the thoughts of man, the heart and thoughts of man? O shezehu yeda stami she adam yode zos bevados ulam hu eno mechaber leido ze bechol is u bechol shah mamish. So this mashal is a very good mashal. What the mechaber is essentially saying is, there are things in life that you know, and you know they're unequivocally true, but lav dafka, you're vested or always thinking about them. But there are other things that you know that are true, that are because they directly impact you, you're always thinking about it. So the shayla is, how do we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is our knowledge that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, a feeling that he's my God, and therefore I'm like the guy who won the $20 million, therefore I always think about it? Or it's, you know, sure, there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but, you know, you have God, I have God, we all have God, and therefore it's not something that's front and center in my life. He says, Im kein lovin, shekulon yodim sheish bor li olam. We all know that there's a God. Ulam kama anu choshvim al kach. But how much do we actually think about this? Kama anu mechubarim udevukim l'machshava zu. How connected are we to this thought? Ha'emuna sheyesh bor le'olam tzricha lachios b'machshaves mocho v'libo shel adam b'chol eis uv'chol sha'a kipshuto. The knowledge and the understanding that there is a God has to be ever present in my mind and ever present in my heart for in every single moment. Lozu ha'yidia klalit shemakefes es kalachayim bilba. It's not enough just to say that it's like an overarching principle that hovers over my life. Ela nitzrach sheyidia zu tiyeh hanishmas chayim shal adam b'chol rega u'b'chol eis u'b'chol shah. But rather, the knowledge that there is a Kodesh Baruch Hu has to be something that is with me every moment and every minute of every single hour. Let's do one more paragraph. I want to tell you something interesting. Kasavnu b'tchila shetachlis. I'll tell you this interesting now. So the truth is, and Aryeh can back this up. We had on Sunday night. We met with the Biana Rebbe. So Biana Rebbe is a big tzaddik. He's American. So we went to speak with him, and so I asked. We asked him. they asked him that, you know, in this world, like, where there's so many challenges with Ruchnius, like, what did he suggest would be the most important thing to focus on to bolster Ruchnius? So like, you would think that he would say, I don't know, you know, learn this, or do chesed, or this. You know what he said? It's amazing. He said, you should take time out to think about the fact that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. It's mamish what he said. This is like the great, like, it's incredible. Machshava. That's what he said. That's what the Mechaber is saying over here. That the one thing just we forget, we learn a lot, and we do a lot of mitzvos, and we do a lot of chesed, but sometimes we just forget to think about that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam, and sometimes that's the key, because you could do, but if I'm not thinking that there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Kodesh Baruch Hu, and I love him, and he loves me, and he's a part of my life. If I don't have that feeling, if I don't concentrate on that, I sometimes end up losing the trees from the forest. Mem Zayin. Kasavnu b'tchila shetachlis v'chovas ha'adam ba'olamo. We wrote about in the beginning that the tachlis and the obligation, the purpose and the obligation of man in this world, hu lihios karov v'davok l'borei olam, is to literally be close and to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bechtei sha'adam yihiyad davok u'mechubar l'davar. But in order for a person to be connected to something, muchrach sheyihiyad davar. Im hamahus she'ileha rotze lios karov v'davok, einena kayemes, if that which I want to connect to does not exist, keitzad yedabe ka'adam b'davar sheno kayem, how can I ever connect to something that does not exist? Okay? Bechtei sha'adam yuchal lios karov v'davok la'akadosh baruch hu. Therefore, in order for me to be close and to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, behechrich, Sheyargish tchila beberur shakadosh baruch hu kayam. We'll say it's such a profound idea. The first step to dveikus is to feel that a kadosh baruch hu exists. If I don't feel that God exists, then by definition there is nothing to come close to. Im adam minasa liskayv la kadosh baruch hu lifnei shelavavo chash yesh bari olam. If a person tries to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before his heart really feels that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nimsa shechasra lo b'hakaras mitzios habore, he is lacking that fundamental feeling that there is an existence of God, u'memela bifnim libo, humenasa liskarev ledavar sha'adayim libo, eno chosh beberer shukayim. We'll say such a simple but profound yisod, that before I try to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I first have to feel that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I don't feel that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then what is it exactly that I am coming close to? Tchilas ulakach, therefore, tchilas ha'avoda shall call Yehudi Yehudi, the beginning of every avoda for every Jew, hireishes lochush b'chol levavo mamish sheyesh bari olam. First step is to feel that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rak la'achar mikan, Lenasos la'amol olehiskarev ilav yisbarach shemo. So the first step in avodas Hashem is a feeling that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the first step. And I will say, it sounds so pashut, but the truth is going to say it's not so pashut, because a lot of people do everything that's expected of them Judaically, do all the mitzvahs, do everything they're supposed to do, but lav dafka, that they actually feel that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first step in life is to first feel that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then after I feel that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then I can figure out how do I come closer to Him. Look at Memches. Yesh Chachma Bina V'das. Chabad. Right? So there is Chachma Bina Das. What does this mean? Chachma, he yedia sadran kechsov mechel shonam. So Chachma is just the ability to understand things as they are written and as they are spoken. Right? The ability to understand things as they are. Bina, he havanas hadvarim hetev. Bina represents understanding, the ability to understand things for what they are. And Das, he is kashros ledavar, shekol kulo mechubar ledavar. Das is the ability to connect something. So again, chachma is the ability to understand things as they are written or as they are stated. Bina, the ability to understand things in a deeper way. And das, the ability to connect with something. Ubedas chadarim yimalun. So he writes, what does that mean? Ubedas chadarim yimalun. Literally, with das, you will fill the chambers. Kilomar, chedre levavo,
Shala Adam, the chambers of the heart of man, Meleim Biyidiyah Hazu, are filled with this Diyah. Kolkula Nosun Liyidiyah, Zu Da'as Shlema Ugamura. So the idea is that if your entire heart is filled with a Yidiyah, now whatever that Yidiyah is, then ultimately that's Das Shlema. Davar Sha'adam Yodea also, something that a person knows, Ulam. But it doesn't encompass the entirety of my heart and of my thoughts. Zu da'as chalakit. That is a superficial understanding. Da'as shlemahi, rak kasher adam kushar umedubak lidiyaso b'chol eisu b'chol sha'a u'b'chol nime nafsho ulababo. So we'll say to truly understand something, to truly know something, you have to be fully connected to it. Let's do one more paragraph. So mem test. Tzarech lahavin biyediyah sheish borei olam. Yesh bechinas chachma bina v'das. So the truth is, Sarabal says, what we've established so far is that the real first step in avodas Hashem is understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the idea that we speak about understanding or knowing that there's a ribono shel olam means a full-fledged knowing, a knowing where I am totally wrapped, every part of me is involved in this knowing. My heart knows it, my mind knows it. See, right to here, that in the knowledge that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one has to draw on the elements of Chachma Bina Das. How so? Chachma Binahu, Kashera Adam Yodea Shiesh Boru Le'olam. When a person knows that there's a creator, V'hadavar Boru Lo Hetiv, Shelo Yochol Yoshein Boru Le'olam. So we'll say, if I use my Chachma and my Bina, so Chachma and Bina will allow me, remember, Chachma is the ability to see things as they are. Bina is the ability to have a greater understanding. So for example, we'll see examples. So I use Chachma and Bina to create an awareness that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll say the simplest example of this is like in nature. So what happens? I see nature. I realize nature is magnificent. And there's no way it could happen without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my Chachma. It's my chachma, right? That ultimately, again, Shemayim Va'aretz, those are the greatest testaments to it, that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bina then says, when I look a little bit deeper, I realize how everything works in such a methodical way, and that also could only be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what happens? Ulam dasu, kasher hayediyah hazu sheish bor li'olam, tofeses es machsheves mocho v'libo shala adam. But yet, again, what is das? So I will say das, remember, so if chachma is a basic understanding, and Bina is a deeper understanding. Das is when the understanding overtakes your entirety. You become connected to that item which you are striving to understand. So Das, he says, is only when the idea, the knowledge, sheish bor li'olam, tofeses es machshavto, es machshavis mocho, v'libo shala adam. So to have Das, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, means that the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence and presence is something that overtakes the entirety of my thoughts and of my heart. Tzarech lahavim, b'chdei lahakir davar hakaras hanefesh, ein dai b'chachma ubina, ela nitzrach lakach das. Therefore, Abbas, in order to truly know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chachma and bina are not enough. Because you know the difference with chachma and bina is that you can understand something through the presence of a chachma and bina, but lav dafka, that you are connected to those things. Das represents a level of understanding that creates a sense of connectedness. Davar shasagas ha'adam bo, hirak bebechina shal chachma ubina. Something which a person only understands through chachma and bina, behechrich shahanefesh lo makeres penimis, penima hakara mitas es hadavar. It means that I don't really have a true and full inner understanding of that particular item. Koach hanefesh lahakir davar hetiv. The nefesh could recognize something very, very well. So I'll say this concept that you really have to have this das, this full connectedness with something, something that Chazal wrote extensively about. Adam shakaros boro, he be madregas chachmo bina. A person whose understanding and recognition of God is only in the realm of Chachma Bina, meaning he understands it basically superficially and even a little bit more deeper. Ulam eino choshek ala kadosh baruch hu b'chalis v'chol shah. But I don't think about God every moment and every hour. Behechrich shanefesh pnima chaser lama'od hakaras habar'o. Then it turns out that a person is really lacking and deficient in their recognition and understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He einena makeres es habori kol tzarcha. A person doesn't really understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his entirety. Lo hakaras sechel, ela hakaras halev, hakaras achush. Klalo shel davar. So we'll say here is the klal. Adam, sherotze lahakires habori be'emes. A person who wants to really understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kilomar lahakir be'emes sheish boro le'olam, to really know that there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, behechrech shemachshavto tihye kivuo kshur bebori olam. A person's thoughts and a person's mind has to be constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'rak az hu yiske lahakaras hanefesh bebori olam. And only then, well, only if a person is constantly and perpetually connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will a person ultimately have this Hakaras Nefesh, this soulful recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So also what the Mechaber is introducing us to, I think, is a very nuanced point. Because we often think that Yediyas HaBore, that this idea of, or his Hakaras HaBore Olam, is a very simple idea that I know that God exists. I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. What the Mechaber is pointing out is, that's fine. Meaning we all know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. Many people know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists. But to have a real Hakaras HaBore means to have a constant awareness. That's really what he's saying over here. A constant awareness. If you have a constant awareness, what that means is that I am caught up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in my entirety. That there's no part of me that's separated from God. I am totally vested in the Ribono Shel Olam. So see, you hear this, it's a very nuanced point, but I think it's important. So it's not the pshat that a person is always learning or that a person is always doing this. It's a person who can be doing whatever you're doing in life, but yet that does not prevent me from having an ongoing and perpetual recognition of the Ribono Shel Olam. That's Hakaras HaBore. And that's why he says, see, many of us, and by the way, this, once he says this, this opens up many doors, because now it becomes abundantly clear why it is that the Shulchan Aruch begins with Shivisi Hashem the Negdi Summit. Because what the Shulchan Aruch is trying to sensitize us to is that the beginning of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not anything you do. It's not your mitzvos, it's not your Torah, it's not your chesed, it's not your tzedakah. But rather, the beginning of a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Is God recognition, God awareness. If I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, is with me, exists. And that is something that I'm always thinking about. And I want to be clear, this is not deep. Right? This is not deep. This is not saying, you know, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow bad things to happen to good people? Or why was the emotional chesh? This is nothing deep. This is simple, what we call emuna pshuta. And emuna pshuta is just simply is that there's a Ribono Shel Olam that is with me, that is always here, and that's a thought that is ever present on my mind. If I have that, that's true Hakaras HaBore. And therefore, to go back to the beginning of this discussion, that's why he says, when you tell people that the first step in true Avodas Hashem is Hakaras, a recognition of God, and people say, well, that's crazy, that's easy. Give me something a little bit harder than that. No, it is quite difficult. Why? Because very few of us constantly think about God. It's interesting. We may actually do more mitzvos. We may actually spend more time doing mitzvos than thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because as we all know very well, it's easy to do a mitzvah without thinking about God. It's very easy. Now that's still a mitzvah, and it's still something very significant, but the pathway to Avodas Hashem begins by creating this constant and ever-present awareness of the existence of the Ribono Shel Olam. And we'll stop over here. We'll pick up the Meretz Hashem with Nun next week. Emunah Pshuta is not so pashut, but you know, it is pashut if you think about what he's asking, because really what he's asking just is to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's not, meaning it's not deep. It's not saying like, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu run the world? You know, like, you know, sometimes what we actually do is we make Emunah too complicated. Sometimes it's good just to think about simple things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or it's just simply as the Rebbe said, there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. It's just as simple as that. I don't understand him, I don't get him, I don't know why he does the things that he does. Those are all legitimate questions. But sometimes just true HaKadosh Baruch Hu just means, I know there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
That's it. And when a person restates that over and over and over and conditions oneself to think about that more and more and more, then a person creates an awareness. And it's that awareness, that's Emunah Pshuta. Mm-hmm. Yeah.